Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dirty is Gordon. Good move by Daniels to get away from the first hit, but even better play by Drake Thomas to stay with the elusive Washington quarterback who's hurt. Jaden Daniels down and in some pain.
Oh, yeah, that was just a couple of weeks ago. As you well know, Mike Tirico, Sunday Night Football, NBC. And, well, will we see Jaden Daniels next Sunday night for Mike Tirico and NBC against the Denver Broncos? Good afternoon, everybody. Nice to have you aboard with us on a Thursday afternoon in the nation's capital and beyond as we take you up till 4 o'clock Eastern time if you're listening live. If you're not, you're listening on podcast or on demand whenever you want. Every show, every hour, every segment clearly labeled, easy to listen to, easy. You don't even have to download it if you don't want, although you could, and maybe you should. But AMAC takes good care of you in that regard. And you can listen, of course, to that all on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts, like the Odyssey app. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 is the number for you to hop aboard as we get going here early on this Thursday afternoon. In just moments, we will recap a wild win and an important win for the Washington Capitals, and also a win for the Maryland Terrapins yesterday as well. But first, just wanted to touch on this out of the gate. In case you haven't been really paying attention, you all know Jaden Daniels, of course, injured because of that hit, because of that tackle, because of the elbow going splat. However, just for whatever it's worth, something new did emerge late last night, I guess it was, that the Commanders, per Dan Graziano of ESPN, still plan on Jaden Daniels making his return to the starting lineup once he's medically clear. He could, according to Jeremy Fowler, return against Denver next Sunday night. But Fowler notes that from the original injury, the team loosely braced for a 5 to 6 week absence. Now, that was November 2nd. You know, you could, a loose bracing, if you will, it could be 4 to 6 weeks. It doesn't have to be 5 to 6 weeks. It could be 7 weeks. We don't know. I assume that was their thought back then. 5 to 6 weeks. That was a general prognosis anyway. Once we found out that he did not have ligaments that were torn so badly that needed to be surgically repaired and therefore shut down for the remainder of the season. I would say this. I would still be a little bit surprised if he comes back next Sunday night. I would say more likely at Minnesota the next Sunday against a very aggressive blitzing attack from Brian Flores. And remember, old pal Jonathan Allen? Or I guess, perhaps to kind of close out my three-game window at the Giants. And again, that's just how I kind of assumed it would work. That's not me telling you I know anything specific, because I don't. And they don't tell anybody anything specific. And they have mismanaged guys' return to health and injuries all year long. Many football teams do it. They bungle it. They mismanage it. They destroy it. They are terrible at it. It's like game clock situations. You know, when Coach Shane comes on and he wants everything to be perfect in terms of clock management and doesn't understand why it's not, well, because it's really hard to do. Same thing with injury management, although there are some cases that are much easier to deal with. Like, they completely butchered the Noah Brown situation, as always. I don't think at this point that they have done anything negligent with Jaden Daniels. After the knee injury week two, he missed week three, week four, returned for week five, and once he got the oil running through the engine, looked great. And then he played all of week six. That was the Bears Monday night game, which started this slide. And then he was hurt 5.5 days later in Dallas. And you could say, by only missing the Kansas City Monday night game, that maybe they rushed him back a little bit against Seattle. He did not look good against Seattle, as everybody has documented, and as we all know. But that's not why he got injured. He didn't re-injure the hamstring or the knee, even. I mean, complete. Yeah, and you could say it was malpractice. I think you're dead wrong about Jaden Daniels playing in a 38-7 game at that point with 7.5 minutes left to go. But again, the drive having started at 12.5 minutes. Again, I've heard the malpractice term. I strongly disagree with that, but I can't stop you from having your own feelings. But they have not mismanaged, I don't think, Jaden Daniels' health and return to play. The only thing that was peculiar was how early they ruled him out in the Monday night week against Kansas City. But I was told by a team source that that was as much Jaden saying, look, realistically, I know I don't have a chance to play here. I don't want to make this uncomfortable for Marcus. I don't want this cloud of controversy and all these questions hanging over Marcus's head. I'm good if we just say, I'm out. I know I'm out. I'm good if I just say, we're out. But their plan all along from that moment, and that was the Wednesday before the Monday night game in Kansas City, their plan all along was for him to be ready to go for Seattle, and he was. Now he got hurt again late in that game, and we can argue again, whether he should have been in that game at that point or not. I feel he should have, what have you. Some of you feel very strongly that he shouldn't. We're never going to change each other's opinion. So, you know, we talk about it and we just let it go and we just move on. But for Jaden right now, like, there is this notion that they would rush him back, that they would put him out there compromised. They're not going to put him out there compromised. They know the season's over. They want him back. They want him to play. He needs to play. He needs the experience. They are not going to put him out in a compromised state. What does that mean? That means whatever medically cleared is that 100%? Is that 98%? Is that 95%? I don't know. Whatever medically cleared, he would first have to be medically cleared. Hey, if he gets tackled on this elbow again, as long as he doesn't brace the way he did and it goes the wrong way, it's not going to spontaneously combust. Okay? Now, I don't know how they exactly get to that assertion. I mean, Clearly, he should wear a brace. Clearly, he should try and avoid bracing himself, right? But as soon as they make the determination that medically, Jaden Daniels is healthy enough to play, then it becomes a football decision. Then it becomes a Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury, Adam Peters. I guess the doctors still would be involved in that point. Brian Johnson, Tavita Pritchard, Anthony Lynn type decision. And that could be a week. That could be 2 weeks. That could be, hey, return to practice next week. Don't play against Denver. Get him ready for Minnesota. That could be don't practice next week. He's out versus Denver. Return to practice for Minnesota. Maybe he is not ready, and we give him an extra week, and he returns against the Giants. However that gets done, okay, he is going to play again unless he re-injures the elbow or something else in practice. He is going to play again. This is not a question. This is not an issue. This is not even a debate. He's a football player. He's going to play again. And by the way, for everyone that is debating whether there's merit or not, absolutely there is merit. He needs to play. And he also needs to prove that he can stay healthy. It would be nice, right? Because think about it. It's been helter-skelter. Out week two, or at the end of week two, out for a couple of weeks, return week five, play week five, week six, part of week seven, out week eight, back for week nine, play three quarters plus of a game, and now out for week 10, and of course the bye week, so on and so forth. So he has not been able to develop any kind of chemistry, rhythm, cohesion, what have you. Never mind with Terry in the offense, just himself on the field. It is not even a debate. We're not going to have this debate. Should he, shouldn't he? We're not having it. He should. He has to. He will. There was never a question in my mind. The only thing I can't prevent is him getting re-injured again in practice somehow, some way. Or, and it doesn't have to necessarily be the elbow. It could obviously be a high ankle sprain or whatever. Or...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Or where you get to, I don't know, the final week or two of the regular season and everything is still in complete shambles. And even at that point, for whatever reason, he can't get medically cleared, then we can talk. But there is a difference between medically cleared, ready to play, ready to practice, and then saying, nah, he's good. There's nothing to gain here. That's not happening. If he's medically cleared, which none of us control, even the football staff doesn't control, if he's medically cleared, he's playing, period. End of story. End of argument. Not even an issue. And there is a lot to gain. There is a lot to gain. cohesion, rhythm, chemistry, timing. Learning how to process quicker, faster. Learning how to decipher different looks, different things that teams are throwing at them. See, everybody thinks a quarterback who has a great rookie season just figures it out and nothing ever changes. It's not true. And it never was going to be true. That's why he needs to play. That's why he needs to play. It's not about wins and losses. It's not about statistics. It's not about us feeling good going into the season. I hear a lot of these debates. It's not about any of that. Jaden right now, quite honestly, has holes in his game, has flaws in his game that need to be addressed. The only way you address them is by playing and figuring it out in real speed, at real time. Whether the game means something or not, whether the score means something or not, whether the season's over or not. This is not a 10-year veteran quarterback who's been there and seen that and done it all. This is a second-year quarterback whose second year has been marred by injury. Three different ones. It's not even like he had one and he missed 4 or 5 weeks and then he came. No. It's been bump, 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 bump all over the place. All right. We'll get back to that in a sec, a couple of minutes. The Capitals last night with a huge, huge win against the Edmonton Oilers, the back-to-back defending Western Conference champions who have come up just slightly short of winning a Stanley Cup or maybe even two. So, look, I understand they gave up 4 goals. Got it. I get it. That is a super-powered offensive opponent. They're not very good defensively. They're not great in goal, at least right now. But that is a super-powered offensive team. And for the Capitals to win that game, even though they allowed 4 goals, for the Capitals to win that game without Nick Dowd and Pierre-Luc Dubois, and for them to close it the way they did, granted, with 2 empty netters from Tom Wilson, but the block shot, the effort, the hustle, what have you, a thing of beauty. A thing of beauty. Ovechkin gets number 904. They get out to the 2-0 lead. Sure, they give it right back. Protas on the board early. Working hard, going to the net. Ryan Leonard, 2 goals. The last one on a breakaway, number 4 and 5. Yes, they gave back the 2-goal bulge a couple of times, 3 different times. But they kept adding to it. Every time you thought, oh, here comes Edmonton, boom, another goal, another goal, another goal. And it was Leonard in the middle, 4 and 5, and then Beauvillier on the breakaway. Or the break-in, I should say, top shelf, where mama hides the cookies. To make it 5-3, and then even after that, Draisaitl bangs one home, and again, here you go. Oh, man, this game's going to be 5-5 before you know it. And it never happened. Every time they bent and gave up a goal to create a 1-goal edge instead of a 2-goal bulge, the Capitals answered back without their 2 top defensive centers. Pierre-Luc Dubois gone long-term, and Nick Dowd, who at least for last night was scratched with an upper body injury. We'll see about tonight in Montreal. And they're off to Montreal for another back-to-back set. I think Savannah on the way in said this is their last of the year. It's kind of weird. I have to double-check that. I wasn't aware of that. But my goodness, if this is the last of the year and this is already their 5th, I believe, maybe 6th, that is weird. Weird scheduling. So you hate the back-to-back, but Montreal's going to be, you know, edgy. They're at home. That place is a hornet's nest. They're fresh. The Capitals are not. So I wouldn't expect too much tonight. But, you know, poor Charlie Lindgren. But what a big, 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 big win. As big of a win as you can get in the middle to late-ish November. for the Capitals last night. All right, when we return, we'll talk a little bit about the Wizards. We'll also get back to the Jaden Daniels situation. And I got a lot more to come on the show this afternoon. We're trying to, knock on wood, get somebody on, talk a little Caps. If not, that's okay. We'll make it work as we always do. You can jump in, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.